السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، موقفان متباينان يمر بهما كل إنسان، فليت شعري لو انتبه لما بينهما وما بعدهما. فكل إنسان يعيش بين بكائين، فكل إنسان يعيش بين بكائين، ويضحك بين بكائين، ويغدو ويروح بين بكائين. فليت شعري لو أنه انتبه لما بينهما وما بعدهما. أما البكاء الأول فهو من قام به رغم أنفه، لا عن طوع ولا عن إرادة ولا عن ألم ألم به، فهو من قام به كما في الحديث عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما من مولود يولد إلا نخسه الشيطان فيستهل صارخا من نخسة الشيطان إلا ابن مريم وأمه. ثم قال أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه: اقرأوا إن شئتم، وإني أعيذها بك وذريتها من الشيطان الرجيم. رواه مسلم. ولدتك أمك يا ابن آدم باكيا، والناس حولك يضحكون سرورا، فهذا أول بكاء يبكيه الإنسان، فليت شعري لو استمر باكيا ما كان قد رؤي بعد خاطيا. ولكنه لما غذي بأجود الطعام من غير حول منه ولا قوة، حتى بني منه الجسم وحسن له وحسن له الطلعة والرسم، عاد على نفسه بالضر، وكأنه ما عقل بكاءه الأول يوما ولا تأرق لبكائه الثاني هما، فعاد في الأرض فسادا، وظن أنه قد ساد، ونسي أو تناسى أنه لا بد صائر إلى معاد، وأن التراب من بعد وثير الفراش له مهاد ووساد. ولدتك أمك يا ابن آدم باكيا، والناس حولك يضحكون سرورا، فاعمل لنفسك أن تكون إذا بكوا في يوم موتك ضاحكا مسرورا. في ذلك اليوم الذي لا بد أن يمر على كل أحد، يقول الله تعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. وهذا الموت له سكرة، قال الله عز وجل عنها: وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك منه تحيد. هذه السكرة تقول عنها أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت بين يديه ركوة فيها ماء، فجعل يدخل يديه في الماء فيمسح بها وجهه ويقول: لا إله إلا الله، إن للموت سكرات. ثم نصب يده فجعل يقول في الرفيق الأعلى حتى قبض ومالت يده. أخرجه البخاري بسنده. قال أبو حامد الغزالي رحمه الله: اعلم أنه لو لم يكن بين يدي العبد المسكين كرب ولا هول ولا عذاب سوى سكرات الموت بمجردها، لكان جديرا بأن يتنغص عليه عيشه ويتكدر عليه سروره ويفارقه سهوه وغفلته، وحقيقا بأن يطول فيه فكره ويعظم له استعداده، لا سيما وهو في كل نفس بصدده. مثل لنفسك أيها المغرور يوم القيامة والسماء تمور، إذ كورت شمس النهار وأدنيت حتى على رأس العباد تسير، وإذا النجوم تساقطت وتناثرت وتبدلت بعد الضياء كدور، وإذا البحار تفجرت من خوفها ورأيتها مثل الجحيم تفور، وإذا الجبال تقلعت بأصولها فرأيتها مثل السحاب تطير، وإذا العشار تعطلت وتخربت خلت الديار فما بها معمور، وإذا الوحوش لدى القيامة حشرت وتقول للأملاك أين تسير، وإذا تقات المسلمين تزوجت من حور عين زادهن شعور، وإذا الموؤودة سئلت عن شانها وبأي ذنب قتلها ميسور، وإذا الجليل طوى السماء بيمينه طي السجن كتابه المنشور، وإذا الصحائف نشرت فتطايرت وتهتكت للمؤمنين ستور، وإذا السماء تكشفت عن أهلها ورأيت أفلاك السماء تدور، وإذا الجحيم تسعرت نيرانها فلها على أهل الذنوب زفير، وإذا الجنان تزخرفت وتطيبت لفتى على طول البلاء صبور، وإذا الجنين بأمه متعلق يخشى القصاص وقلبه مذعور، هذا بلا ذنب يخاف جنينه ك كيف المصر كيف المصر كيف المصر على الذنوب دهور. ألا فاستعدوا يا عباد الله لذلك اليوم ولملاقات الله، فإنما خلقتم له لأمر عظيم بإقامة السماوات والأرض وأنارت الشمس والقمر وازدان الكون بما فيه، ولكن عن قليل تزول تلك الأجرام الجميلة ويعتري الكون أحداث جليلة. ورأيت السماوات حينئذ تمور مورا والجبال تسير سيرا، وترى الشمس قد كورت والنجوم قد طمست وانكدرت، واكتسى الكون ظلاما مقيما، والأرض قد بدلت غير الأرض وقد زلزلت زلزالا عظيما. وقال الإنسان ما بالها ما لها قد بدلت أحوالها، فتجيب أن ربك أوحى لها وتشهد بكل ما قد كان منك. ها أنت ذا بلا ذنب بكيت يوم مولدك، فهلا بكيت على عظيم ذنبك وكثير زللك؟ هلا كنت ممن قال الله تعالى فيهم ويخرون للأذقان يبكون ويزيدهم خشوعا؟ هلا كنت ممن قال فيهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عينان لا تمسهما النار، عين بكت من خشية الله وعين باتت تحرس في سبيل الله؟ هلا كنت ممن قال فيهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله، وذكر منهم ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه؟ هلا كنت ممن قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيهم ليس شيء أحب إلى الله من قطرتين وأثرين، قطرة دموع من خشية الله وقطرة دم تهراق في سبيل الله، وأما الأثران فأثر في سبيل الله وأثر في فريضة من فرائض الله. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى وعزتي 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 لا أجمع على عبدي خوفين ولا أجمع له أمنين، إن أمنني في الدنيا أخفته في الآخرة، وإن خافني في الدنيا أأمنته يوم القيامة. ولذا كان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول لأن أدمع من خشية الله لأن أدمع من خشية الله أحب إلي من أن أتصدق بألف دينار. فهلا كنت من هؤلاء فبكيت حيث ينفعك فبكيت حيث يبكى؟ فاللهم دلنا على سبيل الرشاد واجعلنا من خير العباد وأمنا يوم المعاد. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فرحم الله القائل للموت فاعمل بجد أيها الرجل، واعلم بأنك من دنياك مرتحل. إلى متى أنت في لهو وفي لعب تمسي وتصبح في اللذات مشتغل؟ اعمل لنفسك يا مسكين في مهل ما دام ينفعك التذكار والعمل. ولله در أبي العتاهية شاعر الزهد إذ يقول إذا ما خلوت الدار يوما فلا تقل خلوت ولكن قل علي رقيب. ولا تحسبن الله يغفل ما مضى ولا أن ما يخفى عليه يغيب. لهونا لعمر الله حتى تتابعت ذنوب على آثارهن ذنوب، فيا ليت أن الله يغفر ما مضى ويأذن في توباتنا فنتوب. أيها العبد الصالح أيها المفرط السابر في ذنبه، أما علمت أنك مقبل على آخرتك؟ أما علمت أنك موقوف بين يدي ربك؟ أما علمت أنك مسؤول عن جميع قولك وفعلك. يقول الله عز وجل: وقفوهم 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 إنهم مسؤولون. ويقول سبحانه: يوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. ويقول تبارك وتعالى: وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، وصلوا وسلموا على رسول الله من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه، بقول الله عز وجل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. واعلموا يا رعاكم الله أن الله إنما يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
من أصحاب اليمين لربك العظيم.
الله أكبر. الله 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 أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وقال الإنسان ما لها. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها أخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها. يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. يومئذ يكثر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Thank you. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله السلام السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. لا إله إلا الله مسلم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. يا أحبة سمعتم ما قلت عليكم من حقيقة المصير الذي لا بد أن يصاع إليه وليس أحد يستثنى منه من الخلق، والاستعداد لذلك إنما يكون بالعمل الصالح الذي لا يقبل إلا بالعلم الصحيح، وكذلك من العمل الصالح ذكر الله عز وجل، وكذلك فإن أعلى الذكر كلام الله، لذا فإنه بإذن الله تعالى أن عصر يوم الغد السبت 21 من شهر ذي الحجة في هذا العام 1431 هجرية ستبدأ أنشطة تحرير تحرير القرآن الكريم في هذا المسجد بتشويه من الجمعة إلى من بعد صلاة العصر من السبت إلى الأربعاء، سيكون تسجيل الأبناء الذكور لقسم الرجال عند الأخ عادل، وأما قسم النساء فهم موجودون إن شاء الله من عقد يوم الغد. لذلك أريد بجميع الإخوة أن يحرصوا على ذلك امتثال قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه، فإنهم إذا تعلموا القرآن أتوا يوم القيامة شفعاء لأهليهم، فيحفظ أبناءكم وأزواجكم بل وأنفسكم على تعلم كتاب الله، فإنه خير الذكر الذي تذكر به الله عز وجل. صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من وفق لكم الله في الدين بدل أن تسكت هذه الإنتريشن أوف الأكتيفيتي للريسبونس إن شاء الله تعالى. Here is for tomorrow, Saturday, the 27th of November 2010. All activities of the ancestors were to start, inshallah, after the war in Yemen and the bigger sessions. And it is going to be from after Asr to Maghrib, Thursday to Wednesday. Registration in the main section is given Brother Adam, and in this section we are going to take care of that inshallah ta'ala from after Asr of tomorrow inshallah. And as it is one of the ways of worship, I would like to be one of this ways of worship to know how to recite the Book of Allah, the revelation of Allah ta'ala. Therefore, we encourage every Muslim, male and female, adult and children, to join these efforts and then ask to recite the Book of Allah. As the Muslims have said, the rest of you are those who learn the Quran and teach. So therefore, we invite everyone here and convey to all those who are not here to join the centers of the Quran. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله.
the hope of today's reminder will a teaching. We began it with Khutbah Al-Hajj, and then I said, all Muslims, there are two positions that the mankind has to go through. I wish that mankind will pay more attention to what is in between these two positions or sides. Every mankind will live between two cries, will laugh between two cries. As for the first cry, is the cry that he himself makes without any sin that he committed. As in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every child who is born, when he is born, he is stung by the shaitan, by the devil. And this stung is a declaration of enmity, a declaration of enmity between them both. And he then cries badly because of the pain of this stung. Except the son of Maryam. And his mother. And then Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala said, and read or recite if you wish, in Wa inni u'idu abika wa dhurriyyata min ash-shaytan rajim, as in Surah Al-Imran. When Allah ta'ala said that the mother of Isa, the mother of Maryam, said when she gave birth to Maryam, as she wished to give birth of a boy, to be a servant of Allah in the worshipping house. However, she gave birth of a girl, and that's why she said, oh my Lord, you know that I gave birth of a girl while I wished to give birth of a boy. But I seek protection of you for her and her children with you, O Allah, from the stone devil. And this hadith is reported by Imam Muslim. And then I call a line or a name of a poem saying, وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَبْنُ آدَمَ بَاكِيَا, O son of Adam, your mother born you when she born you crying, وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَكَ يَضْحَكُونَ سُرُورًا, while people around you are loving, happy that they had a new child born. This is your first cry. I wish that you continue crying so you would never, ever fall into a sin. But when this person was fed with the best food, without any power from him, up until his body was built very strongly and his looking was very beautiful, he returned back to himself with the harm as if he never had remembered this first cry, meaning the cry caused by the song of the devil. So now, he harmed himself by obeying the devil, his enemy, who declared enmity between them both from the first day this child was born. And like if he never, ever had a worry about his next cry, as if he never, ever had any worry about his next cry. And that's why he started a destruction on this earth. and he's told that he become the master of the sphere, and he forgot, or he made to forget that he is essentially going to die and be resurrected. And that the soil after the very, very soft mattress and pillow going to be his new mattress and pillow. ولدت أمك ابن آدم باكيا والناس حولك يضحكون سرورا فاعمل لنفسك يوم موتك أن إذا بكوا فاعمل لنفسك أن تكون إذا بكوا في يوم موتك ضاحكا مسرورا. Oh son of Adam, your mother gave birth of you while you were crying, and people were surrounding you laughing, happy. So walk for that you be when they cry in the day of your death. You be laughing, happy, because of what you are going to see in the grave and in the hereafter of the good reward that Allah Ta'ala prepared for you. In that day, in which everyone has to go through, essentially, Allah Ta'ala says, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste the death. And this death has something called sakarat, the pain. Pain of death. Pain of death. As you have pain with your teeth, as you have pain with your eyes, as you have pain with your stomach, your knees, your fingers, your head, every part of your body will cause you pain. Death will cause you more severe pain than all of these pains together. This pain, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. And the pain of death I brought you in truth. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. That what you were always trying to avoid. But you can never avoid. You can never avoid. This day, the sakra, Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of believers, radiallahu anha, says, Rabbi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a pot of water in between his hands when he was dying. And he used to put his finger in it and then wipe over his face. And then say, La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship but Allah. Inna lil mawti sakarat. Verily, there are pains and plural. Pains, not only one, not two, not three, but Allah knows best how much pain it was or it is. Inna lil mawti sakarat. Verily, there are pain for this. And then he erected his hand and said to the highest company. And then his hand fell down and he died, as reported by Imam Bukhari in Sahih. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala said, know that if there is nothing of pain in between the hands of the miskeen, the poor slave of Allah, if there is no worry, no harm, no punishment, no torment, except the sakarat of death, the pains of death, just the pains, and the punishment was only the pains of death, it would be that enough for him to tell all of his happiness charges. And his life become terrible, and he would never forget, and he would always think of that time and that pain, and he would get the highest amount and limit of preparation for that moment and time. because the death is coming with every breeze that he takes, that he makes. Death is coming with every drop of water you drink. Death is coming with every piece of food you take. You don't know how, when, and where you die. You don't know. Maybe with a drink of water, which starts in your throat and blocks the way of air, and stops and blocks the way of air, and you die. You don't know which food is going to kill you. You don't know which drink is going to kill you. You don't know which breeze is going to kill you, but Allah knows this. So, as you are not sure when you die, how you die, where you die, why don't you get ready then? Why don't you get ready for that moment? مَثِّلْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَيُّهَا الْمَغْرُوبُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاءُ تَمُورُ. Take an example. Imagine all you who never ever think of that moment. You arrogant. You the arrogant. Every person who's not getting ready for that day is an arrogant. Is an arrogant. Imagine that day. The day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, when the heaven is moving like a melted cover or something like that. In Kuwara Chapsun Nahari Wa, when the sun is turned like a ball and grows close to mankind. حتى على رأس العباد تسيره. And it's just above the head of mankind it moves. وإذا النجوم تساقطت وتناثرت. And remember, and that day, remember the day in which the stars, the planets are going to collapse and fall down and scatter here and there. وتبدلت بعد الضياء جذوره. And it is changed of the light to darkness. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ تَفَجَّرَتْ مِنْ خَوْفِهَا. I remember when the seas and oceans explode due to the heart that it has. وَرَأَيْتَ مِثْلَ الْجَحِيمِ تَفُورُ. And you see it then. You see the sea. You see the sea boiling. Boiling like the fire. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ تَقَلَّحَتْ بِأُصُولِهَا فَرَأَيْتَ مِثْلَ السَّحَابِ تَسِيرُ. And remember that day in which you see the mountains coming from the roots of it and flying in the air like clouds. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ تَعَطَّلَتْ وَتَخَرَّبَتْ خَلَتِ الدِّيَارُ فَمَا بِهَا مَعْمُورُ. And remember when the covers and towers are stopped of life and life is removed from it, and then you will see nothing of it being used. وَإِذَا الْحِشَاءُ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ لَذَا الْقِيَامَةِ حُشِّرَتْ وَتَقُولُ لِلْأَمْلَاكِ أَيْنَ تَسِيرُ. And remember when the wild animals are instructed to the day of resurrection, to the plain land of resurrection, and then the animals will ask the angels, where do we are driven? وَإِذَا تُقَاتُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ تَزَوَّجَتْ مِنْ حُورِ عِينٍ زَانَهُنَّ شُعُورُ. And when the pious Muslims are made to marry حُورُ الْعِينِ, who are beautified with long and beautiful hair. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ عَنْ شَانِهَا وبأي ذنب قتلها ميسور. And when the mawuda, the born child which is killed for nothing, she was his fiance. What were your killed? And why it was so easy to be killed? وإذا الجليل هو السماء بيمينه طي السجل كتابه المنشور. And remember the day in which الجليل الله the grand the great الله تعالى will fall the heaven in his hand like one of you fall the book or the piece of paper in his hand. وإذا الصحائف نشرت فتطايرت وتهتكت للمؤمنين ستوره. And remember the day in which the books are going to fly to everyone where he is and open for everyone to read what is in it. And in there, lots of coverage which covers the sin and the fate of the believers going to be removed in that day. وإذا السماء تكشطت عن آلياء ورأيت أفلاك السماء تدور. And remember the day in which the heaven is going to be caught and opened and you see the planets turning around knowing nothing of what's going on or where to. وَيُوْبِ زَبِيرُ. And remember the day in which the fire is going to be cleansing very severely. And it will, at that day, blew of its hot air on the feeble fire and the flame are reaching themselves where they are. وَإِذَا الْجِنَانُ تَزَخْرَفَتْ وَتَطَيَّبَتْ لِفَتَتْ على طول البلاء صدوره. And remember the day in which the heavens, the paradises are beautified more and more for a person who was so patient with all the destiny and the creed of Allah Ta'ala written on him. وإذا الجليل بأمه متعذف يخشى انتصاصا وقلبه مذعور. And remember that day in which the baby in the womb who is thrown out of the womb because of the crisis of that day, because of the scaredness that the mother has, this baby is grabbing his mother and he is scared of the punishment of that day and his heart is so bad scared. هذا بلا ذنب يخاف جنينه. كيف المصر؟ كيف المصر على الذنوب ظهوره؟ This, with no innocent, committed, is so scared. Meaning this baby who is thrown out of the womb, with no innocent, is scared. What about the one who is day and night committing the sin and insisting to continue doing sins forever? What about him? And isn't he going to be so scared? So therefore, O slaves of Allah, get ready for that day and for the standing before Allah, as verily you are only created for a great reason and purpose. And that is the purpose that the heavens and earth are found for. The sun and moon had the light for all need to be
destroyed. The heavens moving like water, and the mountains moving like clouds or cotton, and you see the sun has been turned like a ball, and the stars have toggling, and the whole universe is turned in another ear, and it will be, it will receive the massive, the most massive earthquake, and then the man will ask, what happened to it? Why it changed? It's normal activities and in normal position. Then it's the ear, the solid rock will only will be the only one who answer this question, saying that you Lord, that you Lord, O man, you Lord is the one who commanded it to do that and to speak up with what witnessing, with what everything been done over it. So this one, and you, when you were born, you cried for no sin. As that baby who is thrown out of the womb on the day of resurrection, cry for no sin. You cry when you were born for no sin. So aren't you going to cry for your major sins and massive? And massive sins, aren't you going to be from those who Allah Ta'ala said about as in Surah Al-Isra, وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْقُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا, and they fall down on their faces weeping, and it increases their humility. Aren't you going to be like those from Rasulullah said about عَيْنَانِ لَا تَمَسُّهُمَ النَّارِ, two times of fire, and the fire is not going to touch. عَيْنُ بَكَتْ بِخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, one eye cried fearing Allah, وَعَيْنُ بَكَتْ تَحْرُصُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and one another eye was spending all night away guarding for the sake of Allah. And aren't you going to be from those whom Rasulullah said as in the hadith reported by Bukhari Muslim, سَبْعَةٌ يظلهم الله بظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. Seven qualities of people, and Allah Ta'ala is going to put them in the shade of it when there is no shade but him. And he is our salvation from them. رجل ذكر الله خاشر فماضت عيناه, a man who remembers Allah when he was alone, so his tears came off his eyes because that he fears Allah Ta'ala. And aren't you going to be from those whom Allah has said about لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ قَطْرَتَيْنِ وَأَثَرَيْنِ, there is nothing more beloved before Allah than two drops and two footprints. And then he footsteps, and he says قَطْرَةُ دُمُوعٍ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, one drop as a tear, as a drop of a tear for the sake of Allah, fearing Allah, and a drop of blood fi sabilillah, and a drop of blood for the sake of Allah. And the two footprints, one is a footprint fi sabilillah, one footprint fi sabilillah for the sake of Allah, and a footprint on coming a fariza from the fariza of Allah, the obligatory prayers of Allah, as authenticated by Al-Bari Sahih Targhib. And aren't you going to be from those whom Allah Ta'ala said about as in the Hadith Qudsi authenticated by Al-Bani in Silsilat al-Hadith Sahiha? Allah Ta'ala said, وَعِزَّتِي, by my dignity, لَا أَجْمَعُ, I'm not going to gather عَلَى عَبْدِي خَوْفَيْنِ وَلَا أَجْمَعُ لَهُ أَمْنَيْنِ, I'm not going to gather two fears for my slave, nor that I'm going to gather two securities for my slave. إِنْ أَمِنَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا أَخَفْتُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, if he was so secure of me, if he felt safe in this world from me, that my punishment is not going to approach him, then I will make him scared. I will scare him. And the job is like it. وَإِنْ خَافَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا أَمَّنْتُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, but if he scare me in this, if he fear me in this life world, I
will give him safety on the day of resurrection. And that's why Abdullah Umar رضي الله عنهما used to say, لأن أسمع من خشية الله أحب إلي من أن أصدق بألف دينار. He used to say, for me to just have a drop of tears for fearing Allah is better for me than to give a sadaqah of 1,000 dinar, of 1,000 dinar. Aren't you going to be from those who cry when cry can benefit them? So Allah guide us to the way of the straight path and make us from the midst of your slaves and give us safety and security of the day of resurrection. I said what I said, and I seek forgiveness of Allah, from Allah, the greatest for me and you all. So seek forgiveness for him, as he is all forgiven, all merciful. And then we began the second khutbah saying, praising Allah Ta'ala, sending peace and blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I said, may Allah's mercy be upon the one who said, للموت فاعمل بجد أيها الرجل واعلم بأنك بدنياك مرتحل. For this, do all you man and know that you are leaving this life world. You are leaving this world. إلى متى أنت في لهو وفي لعب تمسي وتصبح في اللذات مشتغل. Up to when? Until when? You are only in entertainment and playing. You are found in the evening and you are found in the morning. Only with the soul or with the self desires you are busying yourself. اعمل لنفسك يا مسكين في مهلك ما دام ينفعك التذكار والعمل. Do for yourself, O miskeen, O you miskeen, poor person, and tranquility, as you still have life, and remembrance can benefit you, and action can benefit you. And then I said, may Allah's mercy be upon Abu al-Adaya, where he said, إِذَا مَا خَلَوْتَ الدَّارَ يَوْمًا فَلَا تَقُلْ خلوت ولكن قل علي رقيب. If you are in any day find yourself alone with sin, then don't say I'm alone, I can't do the sin, no one can see me, but say there is a watcher over me. ولا تحسبن الله يغفر ما مضى ولا أن ما يخفى عليه يغيب. And don't think that Allah will forget or ignore what's been done in the past. And don't ever think that anything from which can be hidden from mankind can be hidden from Allah. لأولى لعمر الله حتى تتابعت ذنوب على آثارهن ذنوب. We have gone too far with our desires up until sin came after sin, following sin. فَيَا لَيْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ مَا مَضَى وَيَأْذَنَ فِي تَوْبَاتِنَا فَنَتُوبُ. So we wish that Allah forgive all of our past sins and permit us to repent, and then so we repent and accept. Oh you by slave, oh you one who gone too far with the sins, and don't you know that you are coming forth to your akhirah, to your other day, to your other life? Don't you know that you are going to be made standing before your Lord? Don't you know that you are going to be asked about everything you said, everything you done? Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah As-Saffat, وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. And stop them, don't let them go. They are going to be asked about everything they done, everything they say. And Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Yusuf, as in Surah Yunus, كانوا يكسبون. Today, meaning in the demonstration, we are going to steal over the mouths, and their hands are going to speak to us, and their neck, their feet, their eyes are going to witness of what they used to earn. And Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Isra, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. And every mankind, we gave him his warning in his neck, to his neck, and on the day of resurrection, we are going to bring him out a book which is open, easy to read, and then it will be said to him, read your book, it is sufficient for you today, that you be the judge of yourself, so fear Allah, all slaves of Allah, and always continue sending peace and blessings, Abu Rasulullah, as Allah Ta'ala commanded you, and is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Where Allah and His angels pray upon the Prophet, all you who believe, pray upon your Prophet and send peace and blessings on him. And know, all slaves of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala only commands of justice and goodness. And having good kinship, and he always warn against al-fahsha and al-munkar, which is all evil, wal-baghi, oppression. يَعِذُكُمْ, he reminds you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you may remember. فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ الْجَلِيلَ يَذْكُرْكُمْ, so remember Allah the great and grand, so he remembers you. وَشْكُرُوهُ عَلَىٰ عُمُومِ نِعَمِيَتِكُمْ, and thank you for all of his grace which he bestowed on you, so he increased that on you. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, and remember of Allah is greater than anything else. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ, and Allah knows all what you do. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَعْلَمُ, صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. If there is any question, بارك الله فيك.
على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.